Good evening, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, friends. It's really an honor and a privilege to host this conference here in Ljubljana. It is a privilege not just because we are hosting many important guests here, and we hope that you will have important meetings, maybe bilateral or multilateral economic talks and decisions, but because you are here in a most beautiful town, as later on probably mayor will say. I think it's important to host a conference on relations with Russia. Russia is very important for Slovenia. I do see a Russian ambassador here, and he will speak later on, as one of my best friends among ambassadors here in diplomatic court in Ljubljana. It is very important for me as a prime minister to have very open and direct contact with him, to have a direct contact with Moscow. We indeed have had a very good talks and decisions in a year ago. South Stream was just one of decisions that we've made together in one of the most important fields of economy today. We are struggling together to face a economic and financial crisis. I know that Russia is doing a very good job, not without problems, thanks God. Nobody is without problems and could not be quoted as a country without problems to this global crisis. So it is obvious that we have to look together what has to be done and how, and how quickly and in what direction. Let me just tell you that two things I would like to underline. First one is that Slovenia has suffered a lot during an economic crisis, especially last year. Was a very, very difficult time. GDP has gone down for 11%. Somebody said that we cannot see the bottom of the crisis. But a year later, I can say that most of references, social and economic, now show that we are doing very good, that Slovenia is one of the best countries among European Union countries that is dealing with the crisis. I think we have had a good choice between, a goal to be more competitive and to goal to keep a social cohesion. And we've gone through the crisis not to damage too much a social cohesion, which is very important, a very small and open economy among the people. Now with a trust, I think, among the people that we are keen to deal with the crisis, now we have enough credibility to go through very difficult reforms to be more competitive. It is one thing that we should not underestimate. This global crisis will change a lot. Also a world of values will be in some sort change, but not change globally. I think still it's going to be very important to be competitive on the market, to produce the better and more to be more qualitative than your competitors and so on and so on. So no illusions about it. I think more mechanisms will be insulated worldwide to keep eyes on financial decisions by the banks and financial institutions, and this is very good. But on the other side, the market will still be there, and everybody will compete on it. So it is important to be aware of this, to see what is some sort of privilege of a small and open economy as Slovenia is, and to use these privileges as our perspective, as our good destiny for the future. Now, Slovenia is a member of European Union, is a member of countries that share the euro. Now, we decided to go along with others to help Greece, and we will help other countries to make as much as possible to preserve strong euro and to preserve eurozone as a strong and credible zone of 16 countries. Also, our country is within Schengen, and it is the very first country from former Federal Republic of Yugoslavia to be within those institutions. Well, I'm very glad to announce here also at this venue that Slovenia will join OECD. This will be really the very last moment of joining the different political and economic institutions. One reference more that Slovenia is a stable country, that it is good for investors. Not that all environment for investments is, competitive to other countries, but it is a duty of my government to make it more competitive than it used to be, absolutely, no doubt about it. So my wish is that Slovenia will go on with a good exit strategy out of crisis, that we will reach the main goals in 1 year time that we decided on them, a low budget deficit. We would like to maintain a, the cost of the labor force even more, competitive as it is. We would like to do much more to flexibilize the labor market. Not to ruin this social dialogue, but we know that we have to be much more flexible than we used to be. Mentioning the budget deficit, it is important to make much more investments, not just here in Slovenia, but also outside. And we are keen to do so. We will help our companies to make their arrangements on their markets, especially in Russia. I'm mentioning Russia once again because this is a Russia evening. As I said, we have an excellent economic and political relations with Russia. Exchange in 2008 was much more than $1 billion. Dollars due to crisis last year, a third less than a year before, but it's going up, and we decided with Mr. Putin, with Prime Minister Putin, to do our best to go with economic forum, bilateral, and all different kinds of arrangements that we will inspire the economic collaboration between Slovenia and Russia. Well, Slovenia is the very Western, I would say, Slovene countries. So this is a part of our identity, and that is why Slovenia is a host of a forum of our cultures. We would like to go on with this. It's important to keep also political and culture and other identities in this global world. So Slovenia is a right place, and you decided a right time to have this conference here. Let me tell you once again, you are visiting the country that is doing quite good with the crisis. I have to knock on, on wood. I wish that we would do even better, but it's sometimes very difficult to go through difficult structural reforms due to our wish to maintain social dialogue. And it's important in small and open economy, it's important to keep all on the wheel. Trade unions and, others to be with you, not against you. It's difficult, but it is not mission impossible. Special because 2010 will be the year that the government will do whatever it is necessary to finish the year with references that would show how Slovenia has go forward and is much more competitive as it used to be. We will open our economy. You probably know that we decided informally, but we will also decide it formally when debating in the parliament that Slovenia will make some progress in opening its economic space for investors from abroad. I think this is important. We alone cannot be the winner over the crisis, but together, you here with our Russian friends, and we with you in Russia's market, we can be together winner. And I think this is the most important message of this conference. We have to work together. We have to share our views on how to deal with the crisis. We have to be friends at the same time that we know that it is not just a friendship that inspired the world, but also economic interest. And I think it's the best choice to find out a right balance between this friendship and economic interest, and to go on in benefit for the majority of our people. So I think this is a message of this conference. It's been really a pleasure and an honor to address you briefly. And Mr. Ambassador, my friend, my dear friend, you will speak right now. Let me tell you that I'm looking forward to meet again with your Prime Minister and my friend, Mr. Putin, in St. Petersburg conference. It will be another choice to exchange views and opinions on different issues, and to go together whenever and however we will feel it is good to be as friends together and go together ahead. So let me tell you once again, Russia is our friend. Whoever is feeling that Russia is important as a economic and political partner in global economy and global policy is sharing our views. It's important to be together and to work together with our Russian colleagues. And I think we can change the world and benefit for our people we represent. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It was an honor, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.